Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for May 12th, 2025, along with executive minutes for May 12th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 12, 2025 and executive session minutes for May 12, 2025.
Second.
Have motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right. That gets us down to our planning and zoning rezones. At this time, I'll turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
Okay, welcome to the Taney County Commission public hearing scheduled for May 19, 2025. This hearing is conducted in compliance with the Taney County zoning regulations, which require public hearings for zoning changes that are submitted to the Planning Commission staff. At this time, the following documents will be entered into evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, staff reports for each case. Exhibit C, staff files with all information related to each case. And Exhibit D, audio files for each order. The hearing will proceed as follows. A staff report for each case will be presented and reviewed, followed by any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to address the County Commission, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room, hand in the completed sheet, and state your name before speaking. All comments and questions must be directed at the County Commission. Disruptions or comments directed towards anyone in attendance will not be permitted. The public comment session for each case will conclude once all input has been heard. At that point, the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. All right, so today we have four rezones for you guys. First one is going to be Order number 05-19-2025-01. Okay, Killanova LLC is seeking County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel number 18-6.0-14-003-008-031.006. This is located at 155 Meadowbrook Lane, Unit Number 6, Branson, Missouri. Give you a little history of what happened at the planning meeting last week. On May 12, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approving the amendment to the zoning district map, or approving the recommendation to change the zoning district map, grid number K5, Branson Township, from R3 to NR3. Give you a little background on where this is at. This one's kind of unusual. We've got two of them today.
Same scenario on both, Cody?
Yes.
Okay.
So as we look through this, you'll kind of see the odd way that some annexation's been happening over the years in Taney County and Branson. So this is the road into Point Royal right here. So we're just to, I guess you call that the east of it, roughly. So here's the main entrance. The property we're looking at is actually that one right there. A little close up, this is it. So this purple is county, and this black is city of Branson. I'm going to give you another view of that on our zoning layer so you get a better understanding. Excuse me, hold on just a second. So gray is incorporated area of Branson. This, once again, is county, county, county. Even got a couple county garages with a city garage right next to it. So these are R3, these yellow stripes. And, of course, I don't know exactly what the zoning is here in Branson. It's all in gray. So the first property is this one right here. This is, like I said, Killanova LLC. Once again, this unit right here, R3 to NR3 is the request. So it's, out of all these units, it's back in the back corner on the top, right up here. And Mr. Bill, is it Beck?
Yes, sir.
If you, he's the applicant. If you want to come up and speak a little bit about your request.
I'll call to order the public hearing at this time. You are the petitioner?
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please, sir.
My name is Bill Beck. Address is 118 Vixen Circle, Unit L, Branson, Missouri, 65616.
Okay.
As far as background on the situation, I used to be a property manager, like a vacation rental buyer consultant. I worked for a management company in Denver, and Branson's one of the better markets to invest in vacation rentals, as most people know. So I wanted to get something that was zoned, legal, allowed. So I actually bought this property March of 2020, March 13th. It's one of those those dates we all remember, you know? So, yeah, it was interesting. And then that's what kind of developed into, well, living in Denver when pandemic happens. It was like, maybe I should get out of here and change jobs. So I actually became a real estate agent. So I moved to Branson. And this was the property I purchased at the time. I went back and looked at the MLS sheet. It's funny because it says inside the city limits. So I have no idea regarding the history of how this annexation happened between ones that went to the city and the ones that were in the county. I just kind of understood over time. It was like, actually, the history is I went to the city and said, hey, I need to get my license because I want to make sure I'm doing this the right way. And they said, well, actually, you're not in the city of Branson. If you look at the zoning map, you guys are actually in the county. And I was like, that's bizarre. But I saw that and just took it for granted and said, okay, well, I guess let me get my merchant license from Taney County. So went ahead, proceeded with that, and kind of, you know, normal course of business. But then since I'm in real estate, I've transacted with a number of different owners, buyers, sellers in this community. Majority of them have used as vacation rental investment properties or second homes. I also lived there for a six-month period, and I can tell you the parking lot for the majority of the year is pretty empty. There's not a lot of primary residents here. It's a pretty much, this is a resort community. So, yeah, a couple months ago, got a buyer who was looking at trying to get a property in Branson, and there's one of the units that is the next case you'll be hearing that they were like, this one looks great. It's an awesome option. So we got them under contract, and then I got the call probably 4 weeks into it, so kind of towards the end of the transaction. They informed me that, hey, I need to get out of this. I found out from the county this isn't zoned for this. I can't do this. I said, that's got to be a mistake because I've been doing this for however long, and I own there, so let me jump right in. And then I found out, no, this is actually something's changed. So that's where it was sinking in the pit of my stomach of how is this possible? Because I've tried to be above board and I've guided people on where to do this the right way as long as I've been here. And it's not something that I could have fathomed being an issue. So yeah, that's why I'm here. So just understood that, hey, if we go through this process, hopefully it'll, you know, come to a good resolution, and I appreciate you guys taking time to hear it.
Absolutely. Any questions for the petitioner at this time?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else here to speak in favor of this petition at this time? Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to this? Okay. Any questions before I close the public hearing? Anything else for the petitioner? Sir?
No.
So, thank you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing if there's no further discussion needed, and we'll go ahead and move to a vote.
I think this is one of those that I did do some research on. I can't remember why Branson, I think it was like a voluntary annexation that Branson allowed, and that caused a lot of the confusion. So, but I've talked to quite a few people down there.
I know when I came in 2 years ago, yeah, this was one that
this doesn't make any sense. So I can see whenever you're looking at it, you're like, so yeah, I think, you know, I advise them, hey, you still have to go through the process, still have to clean it up, have to do it right.
Yep.
So that's why they're here today. So you guys, any other questions?
I have none. I'm ready to move forward.
Move to approve order number 05-19-2025-01, changing it from R3 multifamily to NR3 multifamily nightly rental.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. Move on to our next one, please.
Okay. Same situation here. Order number 05-19-2025-02. Owner is a step closer. Subject property, 195 Meadowbrook Lane, unit number 6, Branson, Missouri. Parcel number 18-6.0-14-003-008-029.006. Presently, R3 designation, looking for that NR1 designation, just like the last property. Give you some background.
You said NR1, Cody.
R3 to NR3.
Oh, NR3. I apologize. Okay. Yeah. Whereas May 12th, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approving this zoning district map grid change, K15, Branson Township, to rezone one parcel from R3 to NR3. So once again, I'll just right beside it. So I'll bring you same location. The last property was right here, so we're just three buildings down, back corner again. Same deal, county, city, and there's a close-up of this property, or their property. With that, I'll turn it over to you to have the applicant come up.
Okay. All right. At this time, we'll open the public hearing on this order, and applicant, please state your name and address, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Matthew Schaefer. Address is 499 Coffee Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri, 65771.
Okay.
I'm actually the agent for the current owner. Closing's obviously supposed to come weeks ago. It's going to happen tomorrow, if obviously possible. Not a ton to say about it, obviously, the same situation.
Yep.
They have, just so you guys know, I think where the confusion is, too, is some people are still going to the city, and the city's giving them licenses. So they're paying their taxes to the city. So I think that's probably something, I mean, obviously for you guys to see, but somehow it's still getting confused. I have another unit, the same situation, where they're not finished off in the county, but they are in the city, I guess. So they're in limbo in between. So it's just kind of a little bit of confusion in there right now.
So. Well, just so it's stated on the recording.
Yeah.
As we can see, like I said, for the recording, mm-hmm. the same building. Some units are in the city limits. Some units are not in the city limits. It makes no sense whatsoever as to why they did how they did it. So,
yeah.
But my understanding was it was all done like 20-plus years ago, maybe?
So I think when Wyndham used to own these and then sold them off, so they're still sitting on Wyndham's grounds.
Which is all in the city limits.
Yes, correct.
The building sets in the city limits.
It's in the city limits. Yeah. There's portions of it that are still counties.
So. Yeah, that's what's crazy about this. Go ahead, sorry.
But yeah, that's it. There's obviously some accidental confusion here, and it just seems to be, I see where we're all kind of getting tripped up with it. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Understood. Any questions for the petitioner?
No, just for clarification, though, we have nothing to do with the collection of taxes.
Yes, sir.
That,
yeah.
Yep. If the city's collecting taxes, they should.
Yeah,
that's between that's between the owners and the city.
Okay. Well, if there's no further questions for the petitioner, then I would ask, is there anyone that wishes to speak in favor of this one? Anyone in opposition of it? Okay. Any questions again for the petitioner before I close the public hearing on this one? Okay. This time I'll close the public hearing. We'll move to a vote.
You guys have any other questions or discussion?
I do not.
Do not. Move to approve order number 05-19-2025-02, changing it from R3 multifamily residential to NR3 multifamily nightly rental.
Second.
Have motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Cody, once again, I'll turn it over to you for our next one.
Okay, our third rezone, order number 05-19-2025-03. This is H&K Holdings, LLC.